Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true, authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Welcome to episode 50. Whoop. 50. I can't believe we've done 50 episodes. This is so cool. Welcome to episode 50, a little mini bonus solo episode today with just Grace. And I'm going to talk to you about independent thinking because I really feel like independent thinking's been like kicked out of us a bit in the way that the world works now with like social media and all these sharing of opinions all the time. It can actually be quite hard to just keep that independent thinking tendency within you. But before we get into the chat, we just got a quick word from the people that make the podcast possible. Our amazing sponsor, BetterHelp. That's Help, H-E-L-P. And we are so proud to be partnering up with a company whose mission it is to help you start living a happier life from today. So BetterHelp is a professional, secure online counseling service, and they set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Their therapists are really highly qualified and have a huge range of expertise. So no matter what it is that your problem is, there's somebody on that website that can be perfectly matched to help your needs. Even if it turns out you get matched with a therapist that you're not actually that keen on, you're allowed to change as many times as you want until you match with the person that is perfect for you. You can easily log on to the BetterHelp website, access your account anytime, contact your therapist, send them a message, and you'll always get a really quick response. And it's just so easy to set up weekly video or phone sessions with your therapist and get the professional support from a licensed counselor from the comfort of your own home. BetterHelp is also super affordable. It's way more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And they are also really kindly giving our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. So to get this discount, all you need to do is go to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. The link is in the show notes. You just go on there, you fill out a questionnaire, and you just let them know, you know, what your needs are, what do you want to work on, and they'll match you up with the perfect person. I've done therapy a couple of times in my life. It's literally been a life changer. I am such an advocate for it. I think everybody should do it. We've all got things that we could benefit from uncovering in therapy. And yeah, it's amazing. So if you want to know anything else about BetterHelp, just chat to us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast, and we'll be happy to talk to you if you want some advice about therapy or whatever. But yeah, if you want to get the discount, then just go into the show notes and follow the link. Okay, so let's chat independent thinking. I feel like in the world we're in now, where we've got social media, we are like exposed to everybody's opinions from all over the world. Whereas obviously we didn't used to have that even like 10 years ago. You wouldn't know what Bob from America thought about thought what his opinion on some topic was. You wouldn't know because we had no way of like, the internet's connected us all as humanity on a whole new level, which, you know, I'm here for it. I love it. I think the internet's great. And I've heard people say that, you know, the internet was created to help like elevate the consciousness of humans even more by being able to share like insightful information. So I'm not saying like social media is bad in how much we are exposed to other people's opinions. It's really good. It's good to learn from other people, from their teachings and their life experiences, and see life through their lenses. But social media, just the dynamic of it, the way it's constructed, the purpose of it, the way that it's used by everyone is they're sharing their thoughts. They're telling you how they believe you should think or feel about something. Like, there's a lot of noise on there. And when we're on there, we're like on autopilot. We're just consuming. And there's a lot of information that we just absorb into our mind and maybe don't even question that much. Or sometimes you should go on there and you feel a little bit like you're being completely bombarded with thoughts, information, opinions, everything. And it can be actually quite overwhelming sometimes. And I think this constant noise and like all these different opinions, a lot of them as well, do contradict themselves. It can really drown out your independent thinking tendency because you have all these conflicting messages. One person says one thing, one person says another. Like, a lot of people say very contradictive things. And there's also this like unspoken about pressure to remain in one camp on social media. So on a certain issue, topic, or whatever, however you at that time feel, believe, what, where you stand on it, there's like a pressure for you to show up in that one camp, and you are never allowed to change your mind because of this thing of like cancel culture and people going back through your posts. I mean, I don't feel like people really will do that to you when you just are like normal and have a normal Instagram, but it's mainly, you know, we observe it happening to people with bigger platforms, but just seeing them be like targeted in this way, it still feeds back into us and puts that fear in us of maybe standing in one camp for a bit and then changing your stance. You're made to there's like this unspoken amount of pressure that you need to remain in one camp on social media and that you're not allowed to change your mind. And that is like not good. Cause I mean, if you're not changing your mind, then you're not growing. And there's like the, yeah, there's like this weird pressure as well. I just think in society that you need to just be in one camp and you can't change your mind. And if you do, then you're going back on your word. Like someone might go back through your posts and say, oh, but you didn't used to believe this and things like that. And it feeds into that narrative of that you need to make sense and that you need to explain yourself. You're like, you don't need to make sense to anyone. Like, you're not a box with information on it and you only stay in that one dimension of that one box. Like, you are an ever-growing, ever-changing human, and if you aren't changing your mind on things, then you aren't growing, especially as you like just go through your life, you have new life experiences, you meet new people, things change, the world changes, your opinion changes, and you shouldn't be scared to change your opinion because of the way that we're all made to feel that you need to stay in one camp, and if you change your mind, then you'll get cancelled. So I have such a thirst for knowledge. Like, I crave growth. I crave learning new things about life, the world, myself, learning more. And because I have that craving, it means that a lot of the time I'm spent absorbing information, beliefs from other people. I literally listen to like a podcast a day just because I love them so much and I learn so much from them. And I read a lot and yeah, I just listen to other people a lot. And I think, and obviously that's my choice, I'm choosing to do that. But sometimes I end up consuming so many different people's thoughts and views on life through podcasts, books, everything, things on social media. And a lot of what they can say is very contradicting. Like, one person can say one thing and one person can say the complete opposite and have some complete different stance on it. And when you're like constantly being bombarded with that, it can then end up getting a little bit confusing about where do you want to stand on this? Like, where, what do you agree with and what do you not? What do you want to believe and what do you not? Like, what information do you want to filter through and stand by and stick with? And what do you want to actually, that doesn't align with me and I want to let it go. And I mean, I'd rather have that experience than never, ever open up my mind to listen to other people and learn new things. But that's when you have to remind yourself to practice this independent thinking. You have to decide what aligns with your soul, what your inner knowing says hell yes to, and what doesn't sit right, and let go of that. Like, it's your responsibility to digest the information how you want to, how you feel fit for your life and what you want to know and what you want to learn and how you want to move forward. Like, just an example of this, like, I am a very spiritual person. I believe all in manifesting energy, the law of attraction, the universe, everything. Like, I completely believe in all that. It's a huge part of my life. But also, I have another side to me where I am fascinated by business and learning all about growing businesses and the steps to do that and where are the changes coming in society, like with new emerging businesses and companies and all things like that. I love that too. And so I can listen to obviously like really spiritual people who are a lot more in their feminine and energy and flow and very, very, you know, spiritual and woo-woo, as like people like to call it. But then I also spend a lot of my time listening to business people who tend to be very much in their masculine energy, very logical, very strategic. And a lot of what the business podcasts I listen to completely contradict what the spiritual people that I listen to say. And if I wasn't independent thinking, I'd be like, oh my God, like, what do I want to believe here? Because they're, one person is like, I'm listening to, who I respect for business advice, is absolutely shitting all over vision boards. But that's something that I love. I love manifesting. I have a beautiful experiences with manifesting. I fully believe in law of attraction, energy, everything. Like, I fully understand all of that. So I just decide, no, well, I respect what you speak about in business, and I adopt those things into my life and take your advice on board with that. But I don't agree with, you know, your views on the spiritual side and saying that vision boards are a load of crap and that they don't work and they're a waste of time, because that's your life experience. And I think we go through life as well now on social media, that if we come up against somebody who doesn't have the same view as us and doesn't think the same way we do, we are quick to unfollow them, to disregard them, and, you know, cancel them in our minds and just think, do you know what, I'm not going to listen to you because what you're saying does not fit exactly with what I believe. But I think it's really important to just look at it and just think, it doesn't mean that you need to unfollow and disregard everybody who thinks differently to you, but you just need to decide independently what you want to be open to information wise and what you want to disregard. Like, you have a choice of how you digest that information, and it's really good to listen to a wide variety of people with different life experiences and learnings and just sit with that and be open to it. And maybe you don't agree with it at first, but then maybe just think about it and ponder it, and you don't know how it could actually like add new knowledge and new learnings into your own life through seeing it through their own life experience. So yeah, so people just so quick to just unfollow people now these days, rather than be intellectually and emotionally challenged by them and hear their point of view and then independently decide your stance on it and how you want to feel about it. And I just mean, like, even on this podcast, like, podcasts, you come to a podcast to devote your time to listen to it, to learn something new. But not everything that me and Abby say will land with you. Not everything is going to align with your soul, and that's fine. You get to choose what parts of this podcast you want to take away and implement into your own life and which parts you don't want to. Everybody's got a different life experience, and it's important that you actively be independent with your thoughts in that way and listen to your inner knowing and trust yourself. Like, so many people as well, like, share like their daily routines and what they do. And I think that's so nice. And I don't think people should, I'm not saying any of this because I think people should not share things like that and shouldn't share their thoughts on social media. They absolutely should. But it's all about how you being in control of how you digest it. And if somebody says that they wake up at 5 a.m. and work out, meditate, journal, do affirmations, drink green juice, like all these different things they do in the morning before they even started the day, that might work for them, but that might not work for you. But you could think, actually, you know, I'd love to meditate in the morning, so I'm going to take that one thing out of what they've shared and adopt that into my life, but not feel like you need to copy what they're doing in order for you to be doing the right thing or being successful. It's about independently thinking, how do I want to take what they're sharing that seems to be working with them? What can I adopt from that that might work for me? But at the same time, not feeling like the pressure to think and adopt everything that they're saying that they're doing. So I'm going to wrap up the episode of independent thinking with a quote for you from Walt Whitman. He wrote in one of his books, "Re-examine all you have been told in school or church or in any book and dismiss whatever insults your soul." So I don't read that as, oh, they've just, their opinion insults me, so I'm going to unfollow them. It's about what insults your soul, like your inner knowing, rather than versus your conditioning. Like, maybe that person on social media that is sharing a view on something at first is triggering you, but it's actually just triggering your conditioning and your limiting beliefs and just some sort of conditioning that you haven't even chose to adopt. Maybe you've adopted through school, maybe through church, or through how you were raised and what you were told to believe, that actually your innate intuition, your inner knowing, actually just doesn't sit right with that, that is where you should make your choices on your independent thinking of, is from that, because that's your guiding compass. Also, guys, don't forget, we are hosting the self-love webinar on the 21st of March, 6 p.m. live on Zoom. This is our second workshop of the year. The first one was amazing. Everyone loved it. So we've already got a good group of people already signed up for the second one. So if you want to join us for an evening of everything self-love, bringing you our most favorite self-love teachings, helping you build the relationship with yourself that's going to impact the relationship with everybody else in your life, help you realize how you might be self-sabotaging your own self-love journey, and just help you generally cultivate more self-love into your life, then do come and join us. The tickets are on our website, findingyourfeetpodcast.com. The link to get your self-love webinar ticket is in the show notes. You can just easily go on there and get it. But if you want to know anything about it, then come and chat to us on Instagram, ask us some questions. But yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. I really think self-love is the key to flourishing in all areas of your life. So I'm so excited for this workshop. But yeah, thanks for listening to today's episode, guys. And I'll see you next week. Bye.